Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Providence, Rhode Island, a beautiful part of the world. If you've never been to New England, it's just the coolest, most charming place in the world. I've been here many times to this part of the world. Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. They reminded me yesterday that New York is not part of New England. You have to make sure that you get that squared away. I made that mistake. I don't know why I thought New York was part of New England, but, sometimes if you live in flyover America, you get that idea. I'm so happy to be sitting across from Terry McLaughlin, ladies and gentlemen. Terry is Vice President and Branch Coordinator and has several other titles that aren't on her card of Cape Cod Cooperative Bank. And if you've ever been to Cape Cod, you know what a beautiful part of the world she works in, and she is also the lady who is the reason I'm here today to broadcasting my show and speaking to the American Bankers Association's Marketing Network of New England. And so she and I had a great dinner last night. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for inviting me to be here.
Oh, our pleasure. We're really so happy that you were able to join us today.
Well, I love coming to this part of the world. I love speaking with bankers because, my audience knows, and as I said earlier in the hour, bankers are some of my best friends. I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for my banker, my independent community banker, and so many small business owners are like that. Your bank, Cape Cod Cooperative Bank, is an independent community bank.
Oh, we're definitely a community bank. Down on Cape Cod, Cape Codders deal only with Cape Cod businesses.
They're pretty snooty about that.
They are. They're very, very loyal. Very loyal.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is good. It's very good. And 85% of our businesses on Cape Cod are small businesses. They're the mom-and-pop type, artisans.
Oh, yeah. No. There's no question about it, because if you drive through Cape Cod, no sign can be more than like 18 inches off the ground or something.
That's right.
It's very beautiful. I mean, there's no big billboards. There's no big signage. Is there even a Walmart on Cape Cod?
No. Walmart has not been able to come on.
I don't think Walmart would work well in Cape Cod. It's just something antithetical with Walmart and Cape Cod, I think.
Yeah, no. The Cape Codders have to cross the bridge to go to Walmart.
Now, when you say cross the bridge, that's an interesting thing, because you live on one side of the bridge and you work on the other side of the bridge, right?
That's right. And that's a big thing.
Tell us about the bridge.
Well, there's two bridges. There's the Sagamore and the Bourne Bridge.
Right.
They go to different sides of the Cape.
Right.
And it's very interesting, because there are Cape Codders that will tell you very proudly that they haven't crossed that bridge in 55 years.
And it's so funny. There's so many communities in America like that. There's that movie called A River Runs Through It.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many communities that are built up on both sides of a river, and there's like two cultures on each side, and there the twain shall meet.
That's true.
And more's the pity, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Now, tell the audience all of your titles at the Cape Cod Cooperative Bank.
Well, I had 5 branches. We do have a small satellite.
Branch coordinator.
I'm the branch coordinator. And then I'm also the sales manager for the bank.
Right.
I also head consumer lending.
Right.
And I also take care of or head the quality control department. So.
Now, folks, that's when you know you're dealing with an independent community bank. When you've got somebody with the kind of talent that Terry has doing all these jobs, doesn't it remind you of your small business, folks? It sure reminds me of mine, where everybody has to wear a lot of hats.
Oh, absolutely.
Too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on, right, Terry?
That's very true.
Yeah, and so your banks are... your bank is like that. How big is your bank?
About $450 million in assets and growing, because we were given a gift last year. We actually had a lot of mergers happening on the Cape.
Yeah.
Some of the mega banks came in, bought some of the smaller banks.
Wow.
And it was a wonderful
Happy
treat.
Happy birthday to
it
you.
It was.
Tell us what happened.
Well, there was a lot of runoff, and we were able to grab a lot of that runoff.
You saw the people leaving, and you threw your nets out, and you said, "We're not going to let you get away, right?
That's
We're
right.
not going to let you come across the bridge."
That's right. And one of the banks that had been on Cape for years and years and years, Cape Cod Bank and Trust, they were one of the ones that were taken over by TD Bank North.
Right.
And so we were lucky enough to the people who weren't happy with that were very happy to come through our doors.
Tell us about small business banking on the Cape.
Well, it's very interesting because we take it very personally because we have to look at the individual. We can't look at it as a black and white FICO score in the box type product. Mm-hmm. We have to look at the individual and look at their individual needs.
So, you know, I like to say small business owners are real characters. Bankers should give them credit for their character.
That's very true.
And that scoring, that credit scoring process, there is no element for character in that, is there?
No, there's
so
not.
So banks have to overlay that with the technology, right? With the cold, hard numbers.
That's right. That's right. And so we have, our lenders are all Cape Cod, most of them are Cape Cod people. So they know the Cape Cod. They know what these people face. They know the seasonality of their businesses. Mm-hmm. And so they understand that, and we build products that will help them, of course.
What I heard you just say, Terry, I just heard you say partnership.
Definitely. We are a partner. We have to partner with our small business community because they're so important. Because if we don't help them, they don't help the community, and it all evolves around each other.
One of the things I'm going to say in my presentation today, that when I speak to your group in a couple of hours, is that in the 21st century, small businesses and banks will not survive without each other, and that's especially true of independent community banks. You guys get that, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely, we do. And we actually, we know that through different studies we've seen that not only lending is important, but also deposit side is very important.
Services, other products, right.
So what we've done is we've had our branches trained, mm-hmm. so they also build those relationships.
I want to talk about that when we come back after these messages. We'll take a quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate in Providence, Rhode Island, visiting with Terry McLaughlin. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Providence, Rhode Island, beautiful part of the world, and looking forward to meeting more and more of these folks in this part of the world who are part of the American Bankers Association's Marketing Network of New England. And Terry McLaughlin is a very important part of that. Terry, tell us what you do for. And, of course, this is a volunteer job, right?
It's all volunteer.
You contacting me and inviting me to come up here and all the things that we did together to get us up here, that's a volunteer job. And we just had Susan on the show. Susan LaPierre on the show is co-president. What about your part of this?
I'm co-chair for the programming committee.
Right.
This year, and along with Rachel Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and so our job is to set up all these conferences. We have three a year. And it's basically what we do for the small community banks. It gives them a venue to come, network, share ideas, hear from people like yourself
really
on new ideas.
Really smart people that you bring in, right?
Really smart people that we bring in. They can learn from, and they can take that back to their banks, and they can make it work for them. And so it has worked out very well. We've had some very, very dynamic speakers, and we go to different areas. Because it's New England, we try to cover the Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. And so we travel throughout the year and do that. So it's very interesting. It is a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, the organization has been good to me in the fact that I've met a lot of great people that you can connect with and network with, like yourself, that, can help with different other things that are your business as you go along.
Right. It's important to network, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely, because that's what makes you great. From hearing, you can't think yourself in a box in a closet. You have to sit and talk to people and get their ideas, and you kind of feed off of their ideas and build your own.
When you're meeting and doing business, considering doing business with a small business, with your bank, at Cape Cod Cooperative Bank, and you know that person is involved in their industry, they're involved in their industry trade group, they're part of the vitality of their industry and the education process like you are in yours, what does that tell you about that customer, that prospect?
Well, it tells me that they want to be successful, that they're interested. They love, they're passionate about their work, they're passionate about mm-hmm. their business, and they're looking to build it. And
that's part of that character thing we talked about.
Absolutely.
That you can't put into a computer and process and spit out a score for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's very important that all people, it's a constant learning curve when you're in business. You can't stay stagnant. You have to constantly look, reevaluate, and reinvent yourself at times to go on.
I have a friend who says you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
There you go.
I like that.
There you go.
Tell us about how banking has changed for you. You've been in banking for a few years. How has it changed over the last 5-10 years?
Oh, it's amazing. Just since 9/11, I mean, the regulatory requirements mm-hmm. that we're facing is not only...
That your customers don't even know about.
That they have no idea.
That you're having to pay for.
We have to deal with.
You're having to make them comply with some of them.
Absolutely.
And maybe they get a little testy about it because, you know, you're having to jump through some more hoops, have them sign more papers and
things. Oh, absolutely.
Like that.
I mean, we have the Privacy Act.
It's not your idea. It wasn't your fault.
No, and it's the Privacy Act, CIP, the customer information.
Right.
It's just so important, and we have to ID people that we've known for 35 years,
right.
And it's tough to explain that to people.
They say, Terry, you know, we went to high school together. What do you mean, you want to see my ID?
That's right. So it's difficult to try to explain to these people that you've built these relationships with, you've built this trust for 20, 25 years, and all of a sudden you're sitting there asking them for the driver's license.
Right.
So it's tough to explain to your customers, and it's also very costly for the banks.
Right.
And so that's probably the biggest change I've seen. And then, of course, the technology is always changing. Susan had said previously, it's mm-hmm. just it's overwhelming how fast it changes.
And in that, there are challenges and opportunities.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Because not only that, but because we've had such great opportunities on the Cape because of the mega banks coming in mm-hmm. and people not really warming up to their type of banking, mm-hmm. we've had great opportunities, and we've built a sales and service culture within Cape Cod Cooperative Bank that is outstanding. It's extraordinary, and we've built it a lot on the Disney concept. I went down to Disney. I graduated.
Wow.
And we brought that back to our institution and
right.
brought those ideas and concepts and have built that, and we've made it a great place to work. So our employees are happy, and if you have happy employees, they make happy customers.
That's exactly right. And the website is capecodcoop.com.
That's correct.
That's for Cape Cod Cooperative Bank. Terry, thank you for being here on the show today. Thank you for inviting me. I'm looking forward to the rest of the day with you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Jim.
Terry McLaughlin, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back one day in the future. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Providence, Rhode Island. Don't go away. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.